And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Rescue crews in Turkey and Syria are racing against time and a lack of equipment to find survivors buried in the rubble of buildings toppled by powerful earthquakes that struck the region Monday and left about 15,000 people dead so far. Turkey's disaster management agency said Thursday that about 110,000 personnel are involved in rescue efforts and 5,500 vehicles such as tractors, cranes, bulldozers, and excavators have been shipped to assist the country reeling from the earthquake. Officials in Turkey said at least 8,574 people were killed and more than 38,000 others were injured. Turkey's leader vowed to ensure people have shelter during a visit to the earthquake zone Wednesday. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
Amid calls for the Turkish government to send more help to the disaster zone, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan toured a tent city in Kahramanmaraş, where people forced from their homes are living. He conceded shortfalls early on in the response, but vowed that no one would be left in the streets. While in the Turkish city of Malatya, says former journalist Özel Pikal, bodies have been placed side by side on the ground, covered in blankets, while rescuers wait for the funeral vehicles to pick them up. I'm Charles Deledesma.
In Syria, at least 2,000 people, that's according to figures from the Damascus government and rescue groups. The earthquake is now the world's deadliest seismic event since the 2011 earthquake and tsunami that killed nearly 20,000 people in Japan. The head of the World Health Organization said on Wednesday his agency is deploying expert teams and flights with medical supplies to Turkey and Syria. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a media briefing in Geneva the WHO will send a high-level delegation to coordinate its response, as well as three flights with medical supplies. This is VOA News. A spokesman for U.S. Senator John Fetterman says Fetterman has been hospitalized after feeling lightheaded while attending a Senate Democratic retreat. The Pennsylvania Democrat suffered a stroke during his campaign last year. His office said initial tests do not show evidence of any new strokes. He remains in a Washington, D.C. hospital for observation. Fetterman's victory over celebrity heart surgeon Mehmet Oz was critical to the Democrats maintaining their Senate majority in last November's election. International investigators said Wednesday there were strong indications that Russian President Vladimir Putin personally approved the supply of the missile that shot down Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over Ukraine in 2014. But the team told reporters at The Hague they were ending their probe since there was not enough evidence to prosecute more suspects. All 298 people on board were killed when a Russian-made missile slammed into the plane traveling from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur, sending it crashing to earth in separatist-held eastern Ukraine. In Australia, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese told reporters what he would tell Putin if he came face-to-face with him.
I'd say that you are reprehensible, that Vladimir Putin, clearly the shooting down of MH17 was an act of terrorism that had an impact here in Australia but on many countries as well. And we will continue to pursue these issues with every avenue at our disposal.
Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said the decision was a bitter disappointment. The announcement comes less than 3 months after a Dutch court convicted two Russians and a Ukrainian in absentia over the downing of flight MH17. Russia has denied any involvement in the tragedy. It slammed the conviction of the three men as scandalous and politically motivated. U.S. entertainment giant Disney on Wednesday announced a massive round of job cuts as part of its effort to save $5.5 billion in costs and make its streaming business profitable. Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson reports.
Disney CEO Bob Iger announced plans on Wednesday to cut 7,000 jobs as part of an effort to save $5.5 billion in costs and make its streaming business profitable. The layoffs represent an estimated 3.6% of Disney's global workforce and will see the company restructure into three segments: entertainment, theme parks, and a sports-focused ESPN unit.
That was Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.